Ezra's Hashem Yisparach, the first topic today, Daf Tezayin, the first halacha topic, is the topic of workers and davening. The Gemara describes, based on the Mishnah, that the halachos of workers for davening is different than the average person. Based on the Mishnah, describing the halachos of workers reading Kriya Shema, the Gemara also quotes a brisa that states that workers are supposed to say the tefillah of Havinenu. The Gemara differentiates between two different types of workers. One is a worker that is getting paid only by food, and that individual receives his wages by simply getting food to eat that day, versus the standard worker today who gets a wage. And the Gemara says that a worker who receives a wage, a worker who receives payment, is not supposed to interrupt his work to daven, and at most, he's supposed to say the tefillah of Havinenu, as described in Rashi, Dibra Maslil Me'ein Shemon Esrei. This halacha is quoted in Shulchan Aruch, however, with a major exception. What would emerge from the simple reading of our Gemara is most people today who go to work, let's say, Mincha, for example, where clearly that period of time is during most people's work hours, maybe an individual should only say a tefillah of Havinenu so as not to be mevatel his work from the Baal HaBayis. In Simin Kuf Yud Siv Beis, the Mechaber paskins as such, with, as we mentioned, a major exception. Ha'poilim shoysim alach yitzel Baal HaBayis, which is much more relevant to us, the only thing they do is daven havinenu. Certainly, they would not go up for the yamud or duchen. However, the Mechaber concludes, based on the Hagos Maimini in Perek Aleph of Hilchos Brachos, today, ain derech lahakbid bekach. We are not makbid for this. Then in general, the assumption is that when the person is hired, that they are going to daven Shmona Esrei. So bottom line, with leaving aside some of the details, bottom line, when it comes to the halacha of tefillah, a worker does daven Shmona Esrei against our Gemara. This is another example that we've had where the halacha is actually different than the stated halacha in the Gemara because of new variables. A worker would daven Shmona Esrei. The Mishnah Brura adds in Sif Katan Yud Beis, V'hu adin kol nusach hatfila kishar kol adam. He davens the entire tefillah. The Magen Avram does raise a very interesting question, which would still be an open question, halacha lemaisa. And that is he allowed to go to shul? The Mishnah Brura quotes, V'ayim Magen Avram, the Zadavke b'mokom, she'ein derech ba'alei batim lahakbid b'kach, l'leches l'beis ha'kneses, he's referring to, when you go to shul, only where the derech for the Baal HaBayis is not to be makbid, is it permissible to go to shul. So that, taking off time from work to go to shul, an individual might be an ones. Obviously, when it comes to choosing a job, he should choose a job where all the variables are better for him, including the possibility to be able to be zochet the tefillah b'tzibur, but it's not clear from the Magen Avraham that it would be permissible. He says it depends on the minhag hamakom. This is also quoted in the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan makes another interesting point. The Aruch HaShulchan goes even further than the stated halacha of the Shulchan Aruch Mishnah Brura, and he says that since Bizman HaZeh it was not common for the Baal HaBayis to be makbid, even if the Baal HaBayis says he's makbid and he doesn't want you to daven, nevertheless, since the minhag has become that it was appropriate for and normal for the Baal HaBayis to allow his worker to daven, therefore, it would be against the halacha for the Baal HaBayis to make such a tonight, and therefore, even if the Baal HaBayis is makbid, he'd be allowed to daven Shmona Esrei, be allowed to daven the Nusach HaTfila. That would not be considered gzela from the Baal Bayis. Going to shul would be a totally different story. According to the Magen Avraham, it could very well be that it would be prohibited. This pattern of the halacha also repeats itself in regards to benching at work, in regards to Birchas HaMazon when one is at work. The Gemara, again on Tezayin Amid Aleph, described the following phenomenon in regards to a poel. 8 lines from the bottom of Tezayin Amid Aleph, the Gemara said, Bracha Rishona Kitikuna, he says the regular bracha of Hazanes HaKol, Shnia, and then the Gemara describes, he does an abridged version for Birchas HaMazon. Again, so as to minimize the amount of time that he's taking away from his work for the Baal HaBayis. In Shulchan Aruch, the pattern is the same as well. Simin Kuf Tzadi Aleph, Sif Aleph, we have all of the halachos of our Gemara quoted. And again, in Sif Beis, the Mechaber pulls out all of the halachos halacha lemaisa because he again quotes this Hagos Maimini. In Sif Beis he writes, V'he'idna la'oyla mevarchim kol arba brachos. A worker also says all 4 brachos. Shin ein derech b'nei adam achshav lahak b'bekach. It's not the normal for a Baal Bayis to be makbid. U'mestama adayta da'ach yisochrim ha'polim shivarchu kol arba brachos kitikna. And in general, that is the understanding when someone is hired that he's going to make the all 4 brachos. So, a person at work, halacha l'maisa, would say all 4 brachos. There are, however, a couple of other important smaller halachos that people are not aware of that change when one is at work vis-a-vis benching, which are important to point out. In Sif Katan Beis and Kuf Tzadi Aleph, the Mishnah Berurah points out that this is in regards to benching itself. In regards to making a zimun, he says, Yesh Deos Bein HaAchronim. There are different opinions amongst the Achronim whether one does do a zimun, but that disagreement is only before the heter of the Hagos Maimini. And therefore, Bizman Hazet, one would make a zimun. However, the Mishnah Berurah concludes, Ach, kishe'ochel pol im anoshim achim v'hu gamar sudas mikodem. What happens if workers are eating together and Reuven finished before Shimon and Levi? Nire de lo yamtin aleihem. Says the Mishnah Berurah, one should not wait for them. Im einam rotzim lanos oso. If they're not ready or don't want to answer yet, v'bikagon ze bevadai Baal HaBayis makbid. Because on this, certainly the Baal HaBayis will be makbid just to be waiting for the zimun. So number one, a worker would not wait to make a zimun with other people. I think what emerges from these halachos is a tremendous sensitivity that a poel has to have for the time of the Baal HaBayis, and the chas v'chalila, it runs the risk of being over on taking up the Baal HaBayis' time for doing a mitzvah, and one has to be extremely sensitive to that. Piskei Tshuva says that he thinks it's a davar poshut, that the poel could also say the harachamon, not just to stop at Al Yichasreinu, because everybody says the harachamon. I would raise as an open question whether that's so. I myself, based on what I had seen by other Talmidei Chacham, rightly or wrongly, I'm not sure it's right, but I myself bench until Al Yichasreinu, and there are many people that stop at Al Yechasreinu, so I leave off as a tzarachiyun, if that would be umistama adaita dahachi to include past Al Yechasreinu, Piskei Tshuva is makel, one can most definitely be makel, but the sensitivity should be there in terms of the time of the Baal HaBayis. Even the Piskei Tshuva does conclude that despite the fact that the Aruch HaShulchan said that the Baal HaBayis cannot today say that I'm making a condition that you don't bench a regular size benching, certainly he'd be able to do it on the harachama. This concludes the first set of halachos about davening at work and benching at work. The next topic for today is an extension of the first, but stands entirely by itself. Tosfos is bothered. How could it be, according to Dina de Gemara, we spent the last 10 minutes discussing that it's not halacha lemaisa, but the Dina de Gemara is that a poel, when he benches, only makes the first full bracha, and the other is done b'derech k'tsara. Tosfos is bothered that all three brachos are min haTorah. And if that's so, how could the Chacham come along and be oker a din d'oraisa? Tosfos evokes the famous rule, Yesh koach v'yad chachamim lakar dover min haTorah b'sheva al tasa. The rabbis have the ability to even uproot a din d'oraisa if they are telling you just to sit and do nothing. What emerges then is Tosfos' position is that all three brachos in benching are min haTorah. This will have important nafkaminas halacha lemaisa. However, this position does not seem to be universal. The Beis Yosef in Simin Kuf Pei Dalid is medayek from the Rambam in a few places, that the Rambam seems to hold that the chiyuv d'oraisa of benching is only the first bracha and not other subsequent brachas. This machlokis, l'chura, would manifest itself at first glance in the following context. What happens if someone had a suffek whether they were chayiv in birchas hamazon? How much of benching should they repeat? We know Safek d'oraisa l'chumra and safek d'rabbanan goes l'kula. Leaving aside an issue of Rabbi Akiva Eger that we've discussed in the past, whether brachos follow the regular rules of safek, birchos hanan and particularly, we will assume right now, and this is the way most achronim do assume, that one l'chumra would follow those rules. In other words, if benching is d'oraisa, so then in such a case, one would say that you need to go back and repeat benching. Everybody is going to agree you need to repeat the first bracha. The question would be the other three brachos. Here, the facts would come out on the side of Tosfos against the Beis Yosef's position within the Rambam, because it seems quite clear that both the position of the Rambam as well as our custom halacha lemaisa, and we will see how far that custom goes, is to repeat benching and to repeat all three brachos of benching, including the fourth, according to the Mishnah Brura, even though it is only derabbanan. The Lecha Mishnah points out that from the Rambam, brachos, perek beis, halacha yudalid, it's quite clear that if somebody has a suffek, he repeats all of benching. The Lecha Mishnah therefore concludes that the Rambam is of the position like our Tosos that all of benching is a chiyuv d'oraisa. The exception, of course, of the fourth bracha. This is also the position of the Magen Avraham in Simin Kuf Tzadi Dalid Siv Gimel that points out that we paskin that all brachos of Birchas HaMazon are ma'akvos zu'ezu. A tremendous chidush lahalacha, and that is that if one does not know the other brachos of benching, so then one doesn't even make the bracha of alazon, the first bracha. That would only make sense, says the Magen Avraham, if we held that all three brachos are min haTorah. If we did not hold that all three brachos are min haTorah, so then in such a case, we would never say that the brachos are ma'akvos zu as zu. The Dagon Merfava claims, the Noda Behuda, the author of the Dagon Merfava, claims that the Magen Avraham didn't mean to say that they're mamish d'oraisa, all three of them, because he points out that there are times that the Poalim do not say all the entire three. But at the end of the day, he says you must amend in the Magen Avraham that at least the Me'ein Gimel Brachos are d'oraisa. The Or Sameach disagrees, not halach la halacha, But he claims there's no proof from the Rambam that the Rambam holds its Doraisa as the Lechem Mishnah had presented, that all three brachos are going to be Doraisa. Claims the Arsameach the following Yesod. He says, if there is a Chiyuv already min HaTorah to bench the first bracha, not the other two brachos, and therefore, al pi dinei Torah, he needs to already be repeating benching, so then the other brachos derabanan will follow, because he was huchzak al pi dinei deoraisa for chiyuv benching, so then you don't evoke the rule of safek derabanan lekula, and he says all of benching. This is also part of the position of the Mishnah Brura as well. Seems that the Mishnah Brura is following the position of his contemporary, the Ar Sameach, in the following conclusion, halacha lamaisa. The Mishnah Brura in Simen Kuf Pei Dalet, where this halacha is quoted, Kuf Pei Dalet Dalet, we have the halacha in the Shulchan Aruch, Achol Vein Yodei and Birich Birchas Hamon Im Lav Tzarech Levarech Misafek Mipnei Shei Minator. You have to repeat benching. Says the Mishnah Brura in Sif Katan Yud Gimel, Af Bracha Revi is Sheinu Ela Midrabanan Kehechad Lo Lezulzul Obeh. You even repeat the fourth. So if there's a chiyuv to repeat benching, even the fourth bracha is repeated. And if it's a safek as well, then the fourth bracha is repeated also. This is not, however, universal custom. The Piskei Tshuvos quotes that the Gedolei Poskim HaSfardim, the Chesed La'alofim, the Ben Ish Chai in Parshas Chukas, as well as Rabbi Tzion Abishol and the Shalso Tshuvos, are Letzion Chelik Beis, Perek Yud Gimel, does not follow the above logic that we said from the Or Sameach and the Mishnah Brura. They say that if someone has a suffek, then he benches the three brachos of benching, which are Doraisa. However, the last one, which we're going to see later on in the Maseches, was a Dirabbanan institution of for the Haruge Beitar, the bracha Vatova Meitiv, so then that bracha is not repeated. It seems that they reject the logic of the Or Sameach and what seems to be as well the logic of the Mishnah Brura. It seems that they are assuming that from the simple reading of many of the halachos, like the Magen Avraham had pointed out, that all three brachos are derais, like our position of Tosos, and then what will emerge is, we do not accept the idea that once you're machzik on a derabanan, then in such a case, you make that bracha derabanan, even though it only started from a chiyuv deraisa. Being machzik on a derabanan would not apply for a safek, and therefore, when it comes to the din deraisa, one only repeats the three brachos. This is how the Svardim assume. Those who follow the Mishnah Brura and Aruch HaShulchan, they would make all four brachos. So bottom line is, if someone has a suffix, whether he's chayiv in Berachas HaMazon, it seems it's a difference of custom between Svaradim and Ashkenazim. For Ashkenazim, they would make all four brachos. For Svaradim, one would make only the first three brachos. And that is due to the above analysis, that the three brachos are deraisa, like we had seen in Tosos, and the position of the Lechem Mishnah in the Rambam. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes the halachos from Das Tezayin.